from KQED.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco is asking the California Supreme Court for guidance on the question of who has the legal authority to defend Prop 8, the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Scott Schaefer reports.
When the governor and the attorney general refuse to defend a state proposition in court, do the people who put the measure on the ballot have the legal authority to do it? Well, that's exactly what happened with Prop 8. A lower court struck it down, and its proponents, ProtectMarriage.com, appealed the ruling. In federal court last month, all three judges considering that appeal questioned whether state officials can essentially nullify the will of voters by refusing to represent them in court. Judge Randy Smith put it this way.
I guess my worry is that by suggesting they won't appeal, are they really suggesting they're not willing to enforce the initiative?
Representing same-sex marriage supporters, attorney David Boies argued that no matter what state law says, ProtectMarriage.com can't represent the voters in federal court.
They don't have standing unless they have a personal, concrete, and particularized injury. The United States Supreme Court has held that over and over again.
But Tuesday, the judges punted, asking the California Supreme Court for its opinion on whether proponents of state ballot measures can defend it when no one else will. Attorney Jordan Lawrence, part of the legal team supporting Prop 8, is confident his side will prevail.
We're going to get some clarity and some certainty on who can defend an initiative in a court when it's passed in California.
The federal judges won't even take up the legal merits of this case until they hear back from the state Supreme Court, and that could take many, many months. And it could be years after that before the case gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, as most expect it will. UC Davis law professor Vic Amar says time is on the side of those who support gay rights.
The backdrop against which the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately resolve the same-sex marriage question might have changed depending on how fast things proceed.
In the meantime, the state's ban on same-sex marriage remains in effect. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
The federal judges did make one big decision yesterday, denying legal standing to Imperial County. The county's deputy clerk had wanted to defend Prop 8, but the judges determined marriage law regulation is the purview of the state, not individual counties.